everybody in Iowa. Time for those caucuses to unfold. On our next show, we'll have all of the results. And remember, next week, we're headed to New Hampshire for the first primary of the season. We'll be there broadcasting live. What's going to happen with the Republicans? It depends on who you talk to. But I want to know what you think. Listen, if you support Obama and you think this is hilarious because the field is so fractured and you say there's no way a Republican wins, I want to hear from you too. Or if you think it's time for a third party because you don't like anybody anywhere that's been talked about, I want to hear from you. Who do you think takes the Republican nod? This is the first litmus test, but Iowa doesn't necessarily mean that you win the election. In fact, just Iowa alone by itself, it's not likely when you look at history. Historically, Iowa doesn't really have the best record of picking winners, certainly on the Republican side anyway. Different story for the Democrats. In the last five Republican primaries, and this is, of course, without an incumbent, the winner of the Iowa caucuses went on to win the nomination just two times. That would be 96 and in 2000. Different story when you add in other states, but just Iowa by itself. So Iowa could be a little undecided who they want the candidate to be who can beat Obama. At this point, there could be some minds changed because here's what happens. You can have, if you're Rick Perry or you're Mitt Romney or Ron Paul, anybody who's running, Rick Santorum, you can have a representative at all of these places, at all of these churches or libraries, wherever they're doing the caucuses, and there's over 1,700 of them, that'll get a few minutes to talk about the candidate. And every single candidate, they could talk about them. It starts at 7 o'clock Central Time, the caucuses, and it'll go on for probably at least a couple of hours. We'll be following it. Interesting stuff, I think. And it is the first test, no matter what. And hours before all of this is happening, you really do have a split. It looks like Santorum's on the rise. Ron Paul is up there. Mitt Romney is there. So you got all kinds of people, and you got groups that are divided in all kinds of different ways. You think about the people of Iowa, Des Moines, different from other parts of that state, Cedar Rapids even. So everybody was campaigning on Monday, and they've been campaigning there for quite some time. Rick Santorum is a social conservative, has a lot of kids, who has a record on being an anti-abortion, against gay rights kind of guy, and he's got massive support from evangelical type of voters. He was way ahead of Governor Rick Perry from Texas and Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, both who are Tea Party favorites. So the ads are flying, the gloves are off, the money's flowing when it comes to the super PACs that have unlimited amounts and can pump out any kind of ads they want to pump out, as you know, because of that Supreme Court ruling a year and a half or 2 years ago. So Romney is in there fighting. So is Ron Paul. So is Rick Santorum. The three of them really were all over the state, all over Iowa on Monday. In fact, they're locked in a statistical dead heat. Two out of five voters, though, in Iowa, according to polls, say they are undecided. So that makes it very interesting gaming it from this side. I don't have a crystal ball that can tell me exactly what, if I look into it, what's going to happen. Santorum might surprise everyone. Ron Paul maybe the guy. Ron Paul is really getting a lot of the younger people interested in him. They're out there. They're hitting the phones. They feel like they're the generation that's going to get screwed up in this whole thing because they're not going to have the opportunities that everyone before them had as they see what the financial situation is out there and the lack of job possibilities and the massive debt that they're in. A lot of them when they get out of college. So Ron Paul has struck a chord, certainly with that group. And he's got his son from Kentucky, Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, who absolutely has his own little fan club in the short time that he's been in office, and he's out there stumping for Dr. Paul, too. So you got the Texas congressman who's near the top in Iowa polls, and he had taken a little break for the holidays, but he's back, and he's, you know, he went on five different cities, starting in Des Moines. And then you have Rick Santorum with his whole family, with all of his kids and his wife, and he's doing the same thing. But this is typical campaigning. I mean, because now you're down to the real stuff. Now we're down to the good stuff. It's like the Oreos. We're not looking at them in the package anymore. Boom, finally we're allowed to open them, and now we're down to business. Because this starts everything. Forget everything leading up to this. Now we've got real measurements. Once you hit the caucus, then the primaries, New Hampshire and South Carolina are going to be real interesting. And then you go run the gauntlet all the way through the spring probably, and we'll see if anything's emerging, if we're seeing any kind of patterns emerging as to who looks like they're going to be the nominee. You know, there's a big movement around anybody but Mitt. And then there's a push for Mitt Romney. Why not Mitt? You know, I can give you a million campaign slogans. I've talked to enough campaign people, and certainly in New Hampshire, we're going to be getting a lot of that. I mean, this race, even according to Gallup, they say it's the most volatile presidential race ever that they've seen. They're saying that the Republican presidential contest is all over the map. You got four front runners, and you have changing positions constantly, seven times since May, when they started doing the polling. So in the 2012 Republican horse race, you got Mitt Romney, I mentioned already. You saw how he emerged immediately. Rick Perry, then he went down. Then Herman Cain with 999, and he went out. Newt Gingrich, who was up, 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 and then he started to fall back down to life. And now we're seeing that when you get to early to mid-December, Gingrich picked up more steam. And then late December, you had Gingrich and Romney. And, of course, you can't count Ron Paul because he was right there on the heels on a couple of those rolling polls that they did. And what's interesting is if you saw what's happened in the past, you know, they say not since it, because Gallup, I mean, they're the leaders in this poll stuff, right? So they're analyzing this. So not since 1964 has the Republican Party had as many serious contenders, they say. Serious contenders. Their analysis showing that many of the shifts that we're seeing in the national Republican preferences in the 1964 race happened after the primary started rather than the year leading up to it. So Nelson Rockefeller, Barry Goldwater were the only two Republican frontrunners in the polling in 63. Then during primary season, you had Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge and William Scranton, and they all were in the lead or tied. So how interesting is that? They're saying this is just blown wide open, wide open. Hey, coming up this hour of America tonight, the bottom of the hour, we're going to Oslo, Norway, to talk a little financial stuff with my pal, financial guru, Saul Albom. Also, coming up next, more from the campaign trail and some other things we're going to mix in as well. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, you can always throw in your 2 cents. Is going to win the Iowa caucus. Who you'd like to see? How about that? Who you'd like to see start things off hot? Here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good down here in Dayton, Texas.
Sweet. I love my Texans.
Yeah, I'm here to talk about Watch the Vote 2012.
Yeah, tell me what you know about that. Tomas said he was sending a bunch of his buddies. Are you a Marine, a former Marine, or a Marine?
No, I'm a construction worker and stay-at-home dad.
Hey, good for you. Stay-at-home dad and a construction worker, that's a good combo. All right, tell us what you know about it.
Well, I came across them on Facebook. And what they're about is we are Watch the Vote 2012. You can go to our Facebook group and join. We are trying to get 1,774 people to go to each polling place or precinct, and they are going to take a picture with their cell phones of the vote tally, and they're going to post it up on the web, and we're going to get all that information, and we're going to make sure that everything's good for the Iowa caucus.
Woohoo! Good for you. All right, go to Facebook, sign up for that, because while you can't have too many eyes on the situation and ears, I agree with you. Make sure that it's honest so there's no problem with that.
Okay, Iowa is the only state in America that they actually do a count where everyone that's at the caucus can know exactly what the vote tally is.
I know, so didn't you love that?
All 99 caucus. It's really probably the best way to actually vote. And then the numbers actually go to the state. We're trying to make a check and ballot system to where in 2 weeks when they send out the numbers, we're already going to have our numbers, make sure the numbers match up.
Sweet, I love it. I mean, I think that's the way to go, absolutely. And there's so many, you mentioned it, you're trying to get somebody at every single one of the places. How many minutes?
And they're going to take a picture, and the picture is going to be where the proof is.
Yeah, that's right. The picture is the proof in the pudding. How many places were we talking about? Over 1,700.
There's 1,774 polling places or precincts.
Woo. Wow, that's a lot. Hey, Michael, thanks for that. We'll tell everyone to go there. Tell them again. Go to Facebook, right?
Facebook group, Watch the Vote 2012, and join. And if you live in Iowa, we really need you to send us that picture and get on our spreadsheet where we'll have all that information.
All right, get on the spreadsheet. Michael, thanks. Don't be a stranger. Call us again, okay?
No problem.
All right, I love that. I love that. Construction worker, stay-at-home dad. Cool. And he's paying attention to what's going on. So you got a lot of people that are very confident on the eve of these caucuses. I mean, really, we're right now into it. You had spending up, ad spending was down, but the negative ads were up. And, you know, I don't get it. Negative ads, they just work. As much as people say they want good news, positive things, negative ads work, and I think it's because you go after the Achilles heel of whoever it is, whatever you're spending the money on. So as I mentioned before, you have the independent super PACs that are throwing money into this game in Iowa in the cycle, and then you have campaigns spent, I don't know, I want to say 11, some crazy number, it was like $11 million through the caucuses in 2008. Before, remember that Supreme Court ruling in 2010 that allowed corporations and unions to spend unlimited money to support the candidates. So that changed things around. A lot of people didn't like that decision, you know, and other people think, well, you know, why not? There's the way to go. Let them have at it. Let them spend the money on it. So that's what's happened. Frankly, that's what's happened, where the money's gone anyway. Gingrich is getting pounded of everybody. I've been checking out some of those spots. I looked at a lot of the spots they're running in Iowa, and he is just getting hammered on everything. I mean, there certainly are pro-Gingrich spots that are running, but there are so many. He may have the most of the negative spots. He might have the most. Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas, he's been spending money on spots. He had almost $1 million of spots that were running in Iowa. It might be paying off for him because more people are hearing what Ron Paul's about, as he was trying to get out there earlier and talk to more Iowans and that kind of stuff. The congresswoman from Minnesota, Bachman, spent not too much money over the summer, spent like $60,000 or something to run ads, and she's really been off TV in the fall. I think they realize that that's not her window, or spending money there, if they even have the money, isn't the right spot for her. Candidates usually end up spending millions of dollars on negative commercials, and because that's pointing out, like I said, the Achilles heel of sometimes the opponents, whatever it is, that spot that you can gig them on, so people hear that. Yeah, remember Newt Gingrich and what happened with Gingrich after he wasn't the Speaker of the House anymore, and that's what they're really going after him for. So here we are at the start of this nomination process, and we had this heavy, heavy, heavy push on the debates, and this is it. This is the first leg of it in Iowa, and then into the primaries. That starts with New Hampshire, and we'll be there in New Hampshire talking to everybody and anyone that we can find about what's going to happen the rest of the way, how things look, that kind of stuff. And ultimately, what's going to happen as we get further down the stretch and the field narrows and finally someone is chosen, because then it's just going to be all about Obama versus whoever. And his people are rallying. They're pushing because, you know, whenever one side is looking for a nominee and it's an open flow like that, they're going to get their hooks out there in Iowa. Trust me, they'll do the same thing in New Hampshire and really all the primary states. They'll probably start to even run some spots, if nothing else. I think that's what will happen. And then let the president focus on whatever's going on with the economy and all that stuff when Congress comes back. But the pieces of the puzzle really are starting to be laid for his reelection. Since he's the incumbent, they're going to start to push the economy hard, I think, in the question of the middle class. And the push for the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue people is going to be the illusion of the jobs. If they can't create them, the illusion that we're building the economy, working hard to do that, that this is what we said we would do, this is what we're going to do, that there's tons of opportunity for the middle class to succeed, to do well, this is what's going to happen. That's going to be the approach. Because remember, it was hope and change before. You can't use that slogan because that didn't happen, right? So you got 4 years. So now what happens to try to get the next 4 years? It has to be that this is what we're doing. This is where we're pushing. It's Congress's fault in the past. And we're not going to have this gridlock. I'm going to try to press and make the Republicans and the Democrats work together, blah, 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 blah. And it's the opposite thing, obviously, of what we're hearing from the Republicans, because they can use the information of what hasn't happened. They can talk about the deficits. They can talk about the lack of job creation. They can talk about the failed stimulus plan. It's all about how you spin it. Absolutely. That's a big part of this. I said that coming up, we're going to go to my pal, Saul Album, who is, of course, in Oslo, Norway. Can you imagine? They just had a big controversy there heading into the Christmas season. This will make you pay attention to what I'm saying. $500 for butter, for a pound of butter. I'm saying no Christmas cookies. Or do they have any Christmas cookies in Norway? Unless somebody sent them to them. That is crazy. What is a pound of butter going to do? A lot of times some of these recipes call for a pound of butter. We got one batch of cookies and we're going to sell them. And probably that's what happened with Saul. His wife said, okay, we're going to stimulate our economy here like you did back in America, like you were trying to do. We're going to have our own business. You're going to take these cookies and you're going to sell them. We're going to dip them in chocolate and you're going to get out there and you're going to sell them for every single penny you can get. Because we need to make this money back if we paid $500 in butter. Is that not crazy? Oof. Crazy, 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 crazy. So that's what's coming up. We're going to talk business and we're going to talk about, obviously some of the things to look for in 2012. People are already asking me that question. What I think is going to happen with the market, what I think is going to happen with jobs, that kind of stuff. So we're going to chat about that with Saul. Stay with us. We're going to kick the can all the way to Norway next.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What will come of us financially? We go to Oslo, Norway to speak to my pal and financial guru of this show, America Tonight, Saul Benjamin Album. Hey, Saul.
Hey, hey, glad to meet all the non-virgin listeners, too.
That's right. If you've just tuned in for the first time, you're in for a real ride when we have this conversation with Saul. First of all, did you have any Christmas cookies, or was the butter, the cost of the butter, just too darn much?
Well, actually, there's a tradition here to have the gingerbread houses. So you have your best friend over, you have some wine, you and the wife and the kids play too, and the men of the house keep the fire going because it's pretty cold outside, and you build your gingerbread house. And apparently, because of the lack of butter in the manufacturing process, the men of the house have had a hard time creating walls of the gingerbread house that work. So actually, the ramifications of the protectionist policy for the butter industry and the dairy industry is tearing down the poor gingerbread house, and the gummy men and the gummy bears remain slightly homeless, remain under duress and, again, homeless. So make a long story short, it's pretty tough to make anything nice anymore because there's still no decent butter.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man. We got to figure out a way to send you butter somehow. We got to chill it.
Well,
something.
The thing is, it's illegal. You can't ship it in without paying the big tolls, and you can't make it and sell it on your own. And that's illegal too. It's just protectionist policy and a little glimpse into the future of something like the farm bill that we passed that goes awry. And when you protect rich farmers, it's the middle class and the poor that suffer. You know, wealthy people will just, you know, they'll just fly to Spain and have their Christmas there, but You know, like Kate having Christmas. It'd be like, you know, the Kates of Norway will just go to, you know, Monaco or something, and they'll be just fine. But the rest of us, we have to stay here and try to do our best with the lack of brick and mortar for the gingerbread house, lack of good butter in it, and you know, we just. And then gingerbread's just, and then like I said, the gingerman and the gummy people go homeless.
That's terrible. What, you know, we're segging into that going homeless. What sectors, and you sent me a note about this, and I thought this was a good thing to talk about, because to go forward, you have to look back. What really did well in 2011? Like in the markets, did technology do well?
You know, actually, technology did pretty bad. It came out at about zero. I thought I'd tell you just to go over just a few of the top good sectors. Yeah, so it looks like in 2011, healthcare did top at about 10%. That's going to be your private hospitals, your HMOs, and your insurance companies. Well, you'd say, well, why did they do so well? Well, they got hurt pretty bad 2010. But really, because the healthcare bill is kind of a subsidy to the healthcare industry, gives them payments, it locks them in from competition. So they do okay. They don't do so great, but they're doing okay. Consumer retail did pretty good. Consumer did about 8%, and you know, the ones that and utilities, they did one. You know, the steady cash flow ones were up 15%, but really the worst ones, telecom, gold miners, which we can talk about also coming up, and of course the financials, which we've been telling people to stay away from for years.
No kidding.
You know, with Bank of America trading below around $5 below some days and a little above others. You know, really, if you stayed away from financials and in chemical manufacturers, you did okay. You scored at about a zero to a few percentage points, and with of course bonds doing fairly well too.
Yeah, you always say this if you're going to do, but let's just take markets. If you're going to do market stuff, and I agree with you on this, look for something with a dividend, number one. And there are certain there's nothing secure, but there are certain areas we know that are much better than others where your risk isn't as high.
You know, I think, first of all, the first thing you said about there being nothing secure, I think that's a great risk management idea. Before about 5-6 years ago, you know, we would talk about secure. We would talk about blue chips. And the folks listening need to realize that sometimes that you're the gummy men or that could happen, that your house could fall down, or, you know, the stock market's of Stoverell's not going to do well, or lots of things are not going to do well. And there's a lot of reasons to that we can go into. But, if you would have been fully diversified minus the financials, you would have came up just a few percentage points below where you were in the started with, which isn't too bad, which is not what we want, but you would have been okay. Your retirement would have been safe. But basically, yeah, you have to keep diversified. You know, if you would have told me utilities would have done the best for 2011, I would have said that they would have done well, but I wouldn't have expected them to do the best, for example.
All right, so that's good. So things to look at, things that you should be aware of. Now, this is something that you talked about a lot on this show when you come on with me, inflation, and people get confused about inflation. They get confused about inflation, whether you're talking about earnings or even, as you mentioned this to me in a note, revenues.
Yeah, you know, when your listeners are concerned about where do they care about inflation, that's when they go to the store, they go to Sears, or they don't go to Sears anymore, but let's say they go to Walmart or they go to Target, and the prices of the goods that they pay for are going up and up. That's what we're scared about. You've read the history books about Germany having the big inflation problems. And actually, if you look through history, there's been a lot of countries that have had a lot of inflation problems. Believe it or not, inflation is not something new. It's been going on for a few thousand years. So, again, we could have a whole show. As a matter of fact, we could have a whole week about that. But where it's starting to show up, or I should say, just like anything else, when you get a disease, you're just not sick and and then boom, you're in big trouble. It's you first start getting a fever, and maybe your back gets sore, and that inflation starts showing up in different areas first before it reaches the consumer. Okay, and right now it's starting to show up in earnings in the big companies because the state, when it produces the money, it goes to the big companies first, then it goes to the little guys, you know, like me and your listeners. And right now, I was able to get a hold of the S&P 500. So, you know, the S&P group that keeps the S&P 500 is the largest 500 stocks in roughly on the stock market. It represents about 75% of the total value of the stock market. So when you talk about the S&P 500, it goes well. And I was looking over it, and we're doing the tabs on it, and in the third quarter of this year, so we don't have the last 4 months of the year, but the third quarter, guess how much revenues were up on quarter, Kate? 1%, 2%, 3%. That's the total amount of money coming into the companies.
I'm going to say 8%.
A very good guess, 11%.
Wow.
And then they're projecting for the last 4 months of this year up 7%, and then 4%, and then for the next quarter after that, 3%, and then 4% after that. So we're talking over the next year, we're talking a nearly a 20% rise in revenues for the S&P 500, all 500 companies. Revenues up 20%. And that's with one of the highest unemployment rates in the world. That's what, excuse me, ever. Okay, since the Great Depression. That's with everyone just barely able to hang on. Business is doing horrible, and revenues are up 20%. Does that make sense to you?
No.
That's right. And at the same time, we're talking record revenues. Record profits too. So the inflation is coming there. So basically what I'm saying to the listeners is it's gonna take time to get down to the listeners, but it's gonna be maybe a year or so or maybe more. So you're gonna have to be prepared moving forward. And of course you keep listening to the Kate Show, and we'll talk over the coming year about how you can better protect yourself. And that includes, again, gold, apartment complexes, oil and gas wells that are not frauds, and really good dividend-paying companies.
Yeah, because that's the key. So much of what – if you're going to stand at the craps table, and if you're going to diversify and you're going to have a little bit of everything, then you arm yourself with the knowledge of let's get some dividend in this if we can, and what a difference that can make. I don't care how much it ends up. You get back, but at least you get something. There's something. It's like what I call, Saul, mailbox money. You know
oh, yeah,
what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, and true wealth comes from being independent, and that means that you're getting interest on your money. You're having your money work for you. You're having the dividends. I'll tell you, Kate, it's really, really the best money that you earn, and of course Kate has a lot of this and all her friends too, right? which is the pin money that comes in. And you know, there used to be, Kate, called coupon bonds. You ever heard? You may be familiar with the term, but some of the younger listeners might not be. It used to be that bonds, when they came out, you had little coupons on them, and then you would mail them in to the company, and then they would literally mail you back a check, and that would be the way you get it, because they didn't have all the electronics, of course, to keep track of who owns what in settlement processes. So, the best money that it feels is to have a portfolio of bonds or stocks that pay dividends, you know, nice steady dividends, and it's a great way to live.
It does. Hang on with us, Saul. We're going to come back on the flip side and talk about what's going on with this euro crisis, for goodness sake. Hang with us, everyone.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Financial man Saul Album, who is in Oslo, Norway. Hey, just for all the people listening across the country that hail from all over the place, from Maine, Connecticut, to Illinois, Texas, and warm weather places, what's the temperature right now in Norway?
Oh, it's about -3 Celsius, so a little below freezing. It's actually a mild winter, and it's been it's pretty nice when it snows a little bit, because it just stays just a few temperatures above zero, and with the nice Norwegian coats, the fur down, and the goose down, and all that. It's actually not so bad. It's kind of like a Canadian type of Christmas. Not so bad. Pretty good.
So you can deal with the cold weather. You're used to it now.
Nah, not really. But the thing is, someone asked me over dinner this weekend for a New Year's dinner, how are you dealing with the winter? And I said, I'm from the South, and I never wanted to go outside anyway because it was so hot all the time. So now I'm inside because it's so cold all the time. And what's the difference to me?
What's the difference? I like that. There you go. That's true. That's a good answer. Hey, in Europe, they wish they were inside all the time. It's crazy what's happening with this Euro crisis. What do you think's gonna? What are your predictions for 2012?
Oh God. Okay. So Jenny definitely has a gun here, and the whole world has come undone. And it's only taken since Nixon closing the gold window or moving us off the gold. See, the underlying problem is, okay, is that there's no restraint when it comes to spending. There's no check and balance that a country, as long as they run the printing press, can start creating money and credit and manipulating interest rates to juice it up. It's like it's like someone on drugs or drinking or anything else like that. Is you got to keep the good feeling going. You got to keep expansion going, and then you get reelected, and the country's Federal Reserves manipulate the interest rates down to keep it going even more. Hence the housing bubble and all these different bubbles we keep on having, and that's why they're getting worse and worse and faster and faster. You used to only have these kinds of crises, you know, every generation, but now once every other year. So you know basically the bottom line is the numbers and 107 trillion dollars in Europe has got to get refunded. You know, the U.S. has just hit $15.18 trillion. That's $48,000 per person and $134,000 per taxpayer in the U.S. And where's this money going to come from? So the stock market's going to do okay until the bill starts to have to come due, which is what's coming due here in Europe. Germany's got $180 billion due next year, $70 billion the year after that, and $60 billion the third year after that. The U.K. is going to be the canary in the coal mine because it's got a much smaller GDP. They can print their own money. We'll talk about this here in a second. They have $125 billion, then $125 billion 2013, and then $70 billion 2014. So basically is the prevailing narrative, okay? And it's so funny, Kate, you can see this in politics where someone will write a powerful article and then the echo chamber takes over and then they'll start repeating this narrative. Barack Obama is this and that. I can't think of an example offhand. Maybe that the last one I saw is all of a sudden Ron Paul's a racist, right? So you know, Ron Paul's a racist and he hates all this stuff. So another one, or Romney does this and that. So the current narrative, which is, hey, it's okay, all these countries that have their own printing press that we can keep loaning them all the money and loaning them at rates of 3% and 4% because they have their own printing press and they can print as much as they want. God forbid there's a funding crisis, the printing press will take care of us. And that's the same philosophy in the U.S. U.S. doesn't have a funding problem. You know, our treasury bills are, what, 2 and 3% for 10 years? You can loan the U.S. government for under 3%. And there's no problem there. But, however, we're going to start testing this narrative, and the U.K. is going to start testing this narrative very soon as they approach 100% of GDP. And the problem is that they're going to have to bail out their banks again because their banks are 9 times larger than their economy and have massive exposure to Europe. So basically, as Europe's in trouble, the U.K.'s banks are going to be in more trouble, and this will be the testing. Can the U.K. print up enough money to keep up with the problem banks? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Am I explaining that okay to you?
Yeah. Yeah. So can they keep up?
So can they print unlimited money? The thesis is it's okay to loan the UK and Japan money and the US money because we own the printing presses. But is the problem getting out of control so fast that you can't print, literally you can't print enough money? Does that make sense to the listeners? In which case we'll create even a larger funding process, which would be, again, the AAA rated and the AA rated bonds, again, having problems all over the U.S. and people taking massive losses.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think the unemployment rate, with everything that we're talking about, do you think the unemployment rate, because this is, of course, the current administration, they want to see it go down as much as they can push it down, because we're going into a presidential year, and we're talking about, you know, America Tonight is going to be broadcasting in New Hampshire, and then we're going to be in Washington the next week, Saul. And everything coming out of Washington, of course, is Obama pushing, pressing, you know, on the necks of the Republicans and blaming them for what's happening with unemployment and whatnot. Do you think there's much effect on the markets by the news that comes out of D.C. with the election?
Yeah, absolutely, Kate. You know, First, let me get into that. So when your listeners, it's 48%, I don't know if they know this or not, 48% of Americans are considered low income or living in poverty right now. Mm-hmm. The unemployment rate officially is, about 8.8%, 9%, which is, you don't believe that for a hogwash. It's closer to 12 and 13%. And if you're under the age of 30, which I'm not sure how many listeners you have that are young, but say their children are, there's a 50% unemployment rate. 50% unemployment
rate. That's crazy.
For those who are younger than 30. So, does what's going on in Washington affect the U.S.? Absolutely. It affects the banking industry. It affects everything. And that's why over the last 2 years that we have been talking we've been talking so much policy instead of, the listeners don't know this, but I started coming on the show in 2007, and we used to talk about stock prices.
Yes.
And we used to talk about earnings, and we used to talk about Google and Apple, but we don't talk about that now. We talk about government bank policy. I mean, since when has that been capitalism?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem that I'm having is I want to come on here and talk about what exciting new company is doing what, but it really doesn't matter when the Federal Reserve prints up $2 trillion and Spain releases news that their government, that their budget deficit is going to be 8% or nearly 9%, and their unemployment rate is 22 to 25%, and how that's going to affect our banks because their government can't get their act together and do what they're supposed to be doing. It's just absolute insanity out there. Stuff hasn't changed. And I'm not talking about stocks. I'm talking about gold. Can you believe it's 2011? I'm talking to you from my laptop, sitting on my couch in Norway, not even on the phone. And why I have to talk about gold and oil and apartment complexes? I can't talk about technology? Isn't this ridiculous?
I know. Technology, that has to be where the United States goes, by the way. If you want to be competitive, there's got to be focus on technology or we're dead.
Oh, absolutely. One, our educational system has to reform.
Oh, absolutely.
I was reading, I'm going to get on my soapbox here. And one thing I don't think we've talked about is my passion for education. And if you look at the statistics, I was reading over one study, Kate, and it said that you take all the public school children in New York City, the one study of the New York school system, 30% of the children drop out. Another 30% of those children who make it to college aren't even prepared for the course load. That means that there's a 60% failure rate in New York City, and this is assuming a proxy for the rest of the country, or an approximate proxy.
Oh, that is just crazy. So, Album, always great to have you on the show, my friend. Thank you so much. Say hi to the wife for us, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks here on America Tonight.
You got it. We'll be talking about what's hot, what's not, and where they should be moving.
Absolutely. Thanks, all.